Still holding out hope for high school baseball on the airwaves tonight after a rain-soaked Tuesday morning. Chris Norton reporting for WITZ. We start with softball from Monday. Jasper hosting Owensboro Catholic for the second consecutive game. The Cats get on the scoreboard early with a leadoff home run.
3-1 pitch for Brianna Barracks. Just one base runner on the other side in inning number one for Owensboro Catholic. There's pitch incoming. And she sends it out of the park. A leadoff home run for BB.
Defensively, it was Elise Lampert entering in inning number four in relief, battling through leukemia in what is her senior season, working out of a no-out, bases-loaded jam. Lampert says she was pitching with purpose.
With no outs in that bases-loaded situation, I mean, you really just have to dial in. You have to be ready for the first pitch, and every pitch has to have a purpose, and if we can hit those spots, we can make the batters mess up.
Jasper softball now claiming 8 wins in their last 9 outings. And we move on to baseball, not high school, but Triple A. Holland, Indiana's own former Southridge Raider Colson Montgomery in Triple A with the Charlotte Knights. The top-rated prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization says one of the biggest changes in the jump from Double to Triple A is the emphasis on taking care of your body.
When you're asked to play every single day and things like that, you gotta do some things that you don't want to do, and that's take care of your body a lot more. So even on your off days, you think, oh, your off days, you don't do much. But in this regard, I just came from the facilities, so I was in there getting some work done, things like that.
The latest Montgomery Minute episode available online at WITZAMFM.com. Busy night for pro basketball. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference semis. The Pacers get the Knicks at Madison Square at 8 p.m. on TNT. On ESPN2, 7:30, Caitlin Clark makes her WNBA debut. For WITZ, I'm Chris Norton.